Introduction to Twisted 50, Volume 1 by Christina Palmer Romero. The darkness fascinates me. Our fears drifting through the dark provoke a multitude of reactions. To be given the opportunity to ask writers to share their most twisted musings was an opportunity not to be missed. We all have different notions of scary and twisted, whether we write gory matter or deliver delicate blows. Horror writers dare to venture into these spaces, not because they're weird or insane, but because they have the courage to peel back the layers from the ordinary as they ponder what life might look like in an alternate reality. Producing this project went beyond my expectations. I never would have thought that such a supportive and cohesive community could have been achieved online with writers from all over the world. The level of commitment that each and every writer demonstrated in perfecting their craft and encouraging other writers to hone their skills was extraordinary. As the project gathered momentum, I saw a great leveller in the writing community. Placing new writers alongside accomplished writers, young and old, new horror writers and horror aficionados, meant that this jamboree of writers facilitated a platform for creativity to thrive. Imaginations were stretched, creative boundaries were pushed, every single day. Finally, on a personal note, I am immensely proud of this project and my writers. You can join the writing community that collectively wrote Twisted 50 at create50.com and maybe write your own twisted story. And you can find out more about Twisted 50, the authors, the narrators, and further volumes in the series at twisted50.com. Now, enjoy the Twisted 50 audiobook, Volume 1. Create 50 presents Twisted 50. 50 horror stories, 50 writers, 50 narrators.
Bite by Kendall Castor Perry. Read by Jeffrey Kafer. Used by December 2010. Seriously? Well, I'm sorry, but I didn't get bitten back in 2010, did I? Itch cream that reduces irritation and swelling. I got bitten this morning. You'll just have to ooze out of retirement and do your job, won't you? It's not like it's painful, the bite, but it's been getting pinker all day, and it does... itch, that's better. They always go for the thin, smooth skin, don't they? Bugs, I mean. Like that soft patch of skin on top of your foot, or like mine in front of the elbow just where the nurse stabs you with that sharp little sucky tube when you go give a blood sample. And that bug this morning... It didn't bite me just once. No, 5 times, count 'em. The little blood-red dots there in a perfect pentagonal formation. Or maybe the son of a bitch had 5 mouths. But that would just be freaky, right? I mean, Mother Nature doesn't do things in fives, does she? Hang on. Avoid alcohol when using this medicine? That's going too far. See that bottle of Jack there? I'm just about to get real friendly with it. Your girlfriend didn't just leave you out of the blue. Mine did. Yep, Lindsay, the girlfriend whose idea it was to bike the river trail this morning. The weather is optimal, she said, and some physical exertion is good for the health of the human body. I know, weird, right? But she really did say it like that, softening me up for the big goodbye, I suppose. She didn't get bitten. She rode through the swarm of bugs like they weren't there, but one of them sure found me. I flipped out when it bit me. My arm twitched and I nearly went over. The way she looked at me, like she wanted to grind me right into the ground under her heel like a bug. And it was all going so well, our relationship. Fate's way of saying that I'm better off without her, I guess. So farewell, sweet itch-reducing out-of-date unguent, and hello, Jack. Fuck, Jack. What did you do? Feels like someone dragged a chainsaw through my head. You were supposed to help, to be my friend in my time of need. Thank God it's still dark outside. Shit. Who put that fucking golf ball in my arm? And what the fuck is that pink caterpillar thing doing inside it? It's kind of... ew, squirming. Squirming inside the huge blister that's managed to grow around those 5 bites in just a few hours. Jeez, the thing's even got red lit-up eyes. 5 of them. Bloody pentagons everywhere today. Must have been a carnivorous glowworm or something. I've got to get that thing out of me. Right now, hangover or not. Fucking wildlife. Get them before they get us, that's what I say. Okay, antiseptic, check. Wads of absorbent cotton, check. Box cutter with a new, well, new-ish blade, check. Worked a treat on that big splinter last year. Ouch, yes, still sharp. If I sit in the big chair here, I can brace my elbow against its back and cut into my arm more precisely. Why waste money on the ER, right? And anyway, what would they know about squirmy little bugs you meet when you're out riding with your girlfriend? Ex-girlfriend. I do like this chair, though. It's so comfortable. Maybe I'll wait for morning, when the light is better and I can see what I'm doing. Don't want to slice an artery open or anything. Yes, that's what I'll do. Sleep on it. Thank you after all, Jack. I'm standing by the river. Smells crisp, earthy. No one about, which is weird, because usually everyone is powering down this trail on their bikes when the summer weekend weather is so nice. And there's the swarm of those damned bugs. Sort of copper-colored with 5 lights at the front, eyes, I guess, like those LED tail lamps you get on a trailer. They have a nest, like a metal soccer ball hidden in the weeds by the path. That's where they're all flying out from. And then they're gone, like they have a mission or something, and it's quiet. Something bumps me from behind. So I turn around, slow-mo, like you do in a fever dream, because that's what this is, right? The Jack, out-of-date itch cream, the bite, who knows? And there's the copper-colored caterpillar thing, like in my arm, except now it's tall as me. Looks a bit like the big beetle larva I found in a rotting log once, a wrinkled sausage burnt at one end. It's beautiful, and I think, yes, friendly. Definitely friendly. It bows toward me like an attendant in a Japanese department store, bowing down, down, down. 5 red eyes on the top, lit up. The eyes look right at me, shining with love, and then the top opens up like a beautiful, beautiful 5-petaled flower or a mouth, and then it jumps at my head. It's morning. My head doesn't ache anymore. Amazing, considering the bottle of Jack, and I feel really warm and ever so comfortable. I told you this was a good chair. The sunlight looks deep, blood pink through my eyelids, like when you're not quite ready to believe it's time to get up and open your eyes, and you're just in that waiting room state until the better part of you finally makes you get your shit together and crack those eyes open. The dream was weird, sure, but I feel okay. Yeah, okay. That better part of me does its trick, and the new day floods in like someone sliced my eyelids right open. Huh, cloudy. Well, looks like cloud anyway. A big fluffy cloud through the goop that's coating my eyes. Blood pink goop. Actually, that cloud looks more like a wad of absorbent cotton as it gets closer. Why would a cloud get so close? It wafts past my eyes, clearing the bloody crustiness away as it passes. Wow, I really need a shave. I can see each and every day-old bristle thrusting out of my hungover face like I have super high-def vision. Hang on. Why am I looking up at my own face? My gigantic sleep-deprived face, with the 5 perfectly arranged little red lights on each eye's iris. into my gigantic finger and thumb, charging towards me. This doesn't feel like a dream. Come to think of it, it doesn't feel like anything. Not even when my gigantic finger and thumb pinch me around my waist, well, around where my waist would normally be, but, hang on, I don't think I have a waist. In Christ, that was fast, and now I'm in midair, held in my own finger and thumb. I can see it's a nice day, just a few copper-colored bugs circling outside the window, and I'm looking right into my eyes, the eyes with the five red lights, my gigantic face looking right back at me. But that's not me behind those two eyes. I'm behind these eyes, these five eyes. And there, that's Lindsay, a giant Lindsay. She has the five lights in her eyes, too, and she's naked, and she's rubbing my dick, the dick on the naked, gigantic me with the eyes that I'm no longer behind. And now I know for sure that it's not me. It's the bug that bit me, that's inside the me with the dick, the growing dick, and that Lindsay was bitten, too. And now I know what they're going to do, because there's a bit of the bug left behind that showed me what happened. They're going to fuck and make a baby, but it won't be a human baby. It'll be a special bug baby with five of everything, and they've been waiting so long to get here, and humans are the ideal hosts, and Lindsay and I are the first, but we won't be the only ones. And I'm falling. I hit the floor, but it doesn't hurt. I look up and I see my hard dick, the dick on the me that I'm not in. I see it enter Lindsay, and it's the end of the human race and the beginning of the bug's next phase, and I look at Lindsay's foot, straining against the floor as she pushes against my dick, and I can see the bloody hole in her own skin, that soft skin on the top of her foot where she must have ripped out her own bug. The bug holding the human Lindsay, and the fucking bug Lindsay looks down at me with those perfect five-light eyes, raises her foot.